Chicago has been making music for over 40 years.
We love playing music. We've never learned how to do anything else. And it's probably that more than anything.
Yeah, we don't know how to do anything else. The nature of the sound of the band is indeed these three horn players, Lee, Jimmy, and Walt, with the songs and the singers.
The band was formed in 1967 when founding member Walter Perezader decided he wanted to put together a rock and roll band with horns. Although present in early rock bands, horns largely disappeared after the Beatles rose to popularity. Ironically, the Beatles' use of horns on some of their songs inspired Perezader. Robert Lamb talks about making their first record together.
I was so proud when we had recorded the first album, Chicago Transit Authority. I was just so proud of that album. I can remember actually getting the first copies and sitting at home and listening to it, just kind of holding it in my hand and taking the disc out and flipping it over and reading the copy on the labels. You know, it was just such an amazing dream to come true to have recorded that first album.
The band has now released more than 30 albums. Choosing titles for that many discs can be a task for some bands, but not Chicago. Lee Loughnane explains.
I think initially we wanted to name all of our albums Chicago. So in order to differentiate one from another, the bookkeeping department had to put numbers on them to say, okay, this is number two. They were all called Chicago.
Chicago survived the tragic death of Terry Kath, one of the original members. Others have come and gone. It is one of the few bands that have never broken up or even taken an extended break from performing or recording. Chicago's success has included 18 top 10 singles, 4 consecutive number 1 albums, and a Grammy Award. Still, the awards only tell part of the story, according to Lee.
The most important thing to me is that we're still working. And we still enjoy what we're doing. So awards are still awards. You get them one day, and then the next day you either go back to work or you watch TV.
Chicago won't have much opportunity to watch TV for the foreseeable future. They have concerts scheduled throughout the United States and Europe through the middle of this year. I'm Larry London, VOA News.